in the archive. And if you are going to implement your own version comparison, you will stumble into exactly that problem that your parser just wants to be able to cope with working practice.
We are in a, I don't know how to say in English, but well, a circle where policy documents existing practice. And the only thing that determines existing practice in several aspects is the DKG. So if you want to change policy, you have to change the tools.
Yes, sir. But the problem is,
does it really make sense to have them in policy?
It's a place where it's documented.
Well, yes, but
the version comparison does make sense in policy because the maintainer should be made aware how they are allowed to version their packages.
But shouldn't we just refer to the users into DPGs and documentation like we do for the file system and the several other components and sections of the application?
Package maintenance are no good documentation
items. Well, that's something that should probably be
addressed. Yeah, but the file standard is something completely different. The version name of a package is an integrated thing that you need to really need to know as a package maintainer. If you don't follow the file hierarchy standard, it's a bad thing, but it won't break the complete archive. If you don't really properly version your packages, you are host quite big because your package won't be upgraded or installed or accepted by Dark for most of the parts. So
about version, I think that last year at that point, Bernard Stone said that he would have liked to have a test tube for version compilation, but there's no test tube. And if there was one, and you could point to DPG developers to one specific case that it disagrees with policy, maybe it could be fixed, but someone has to write that test tube.
The thing that I wanted to point out was different, but the thing was that people don't like to avoid to write tools that do things by documentation or by policy because it's a moving target and it's, so sometimes you have to go to the code to understand what happens, and I think that's a problem because I've seen you scan using execute in PHE, it's like --, and conversions, and that's detrimental for performance and whatnot. And I'm sure more people will try, and me when they saw my code, will write that from scratch.
But maybe what should be done there is going to modularize into libraries that can be executed from.
Libraries would be the same way. Libraries for
what language?
It should be in C,
yeah.
Because it's called from C code.
Okay, but what to
yeah, it's the messiest, but.
What?
It's the messiest way to do it, but.
Yes, and make every tool use that. Yes, that would be the same.
Yep.
Leave version.
I mean.
Leave Debian version.
Yay.
But that won't happen in the
well, I'm just saying what should be done.
Maybe it's not just the version thing comparison. Maybe some other things that the package does should be put into the library, so it would be lib-deprecated.
Yes, well, maybe separation would be nice, like one library for dealing for.
But
for
I think we are waiting for stars to fall down.
Do you know
we are waiting for things that just won't happen.
You know if any of the DPKG maintainers is coming? I know several were not. Dato is not coming.
Dato is also a maintainer.
Dato is
a package now?
Frank is
he? Frank? Okay. because well, we could see for several of the functionality of DPKG, we could check with him if it's feasible to try to modularize some stuff, and that will also clean the base code of the tool itself. Okay, so we're rewriting DHS on C.
I thought you were about to use for what?
For time.
I'm not too sure if.
What? For time.
If we need it in C.
Let's use right.
Because the bottleneck with DHC is still the network.
No, 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 of course. No, the so. No, it would not be for this tool. No, I only mentioned C for the thing that should be modularized from DPKG.
Yeah, but if it's done in parallel, there's
But
not for static tools, like in C, like
DPKG must be always available, static.
It should be a library, right? But some other stuff.
For something as core and DPKG, I wouldn't suggest anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Position.
I can't do fuck for
Derek, please. Derek is heading to finish the room with you.
Sorry? I don't suppose he's. I don't know if completely, but it's a very core change. Mainly, okay, the essential package we know we need is.
About the original topic of the talk, you were suggesting for the signings in the HS.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you sort of background is because. But. So, my days I have seen floating around mostly the I was not sure writing the data. Maybe the agents should be what just
on
everyone. For mole or whatever.
I showed the video. My
laptop.
I was looking
at what's the UDB. Send up by UDB. It's a person after the project. But I went out with Marco Schmidt and gathering.
Just one more project on the same topic.
No, the goal is to put everything in a single SQL DB so you can run query, mixing, bugs, Spectrum, packages, DHS. It's similar to mobile, but the goal is different because with mobile you can't run compact query, you have to write the third version.
Storing the bunch files. So then
there's no need to duplicate information everywhere. And, well, at first I wanted to use Smoke, but now that I realize the complications and the problems that surround Smoke,
like
get some basic information.
That's all you must.
the whole page is not a string.
Not really. You can actually use it. For example, you can take the domain name and use it and compare it. For example, all the packages in there this specific domain name at the homepage.
Yes, so
that at least provides some information. Maybe we cannot just. Well, the thing is that I can't think about any better way to do it. Because, for example, if we refer to a specific page, that page can always change.
And for what information?
For making the relation between upstream and non-upstream packages.
It doesn't need to be a it can be something else that can match. Can make the relationship between any package given and any upstream package. It's not necessarily it has to be a URL. For example, if for all the SourceForge packages projects, it could be a code SourceForge plus SourceForge number. So then you have a single.
Yeah, but that maps into a URL.
Yes, but it's more information than the URL at all, because the URL can be used in many different ways and very difficult to parse. Mm-hmm. CPAN is also very simple.
Yes, you have search CPAN code / package
yes,
or something like that.
There's some other ways at least.
But you have sort of unified. If you put in
you
the.
If
the curl package is on CPAN, can have a unified way to refer to it via the homepage URL, and we have the direct mapping of the given package to the upstream package.
If you
type
the package number, yes. It's not the URLs, not necessarily. Not necessarily easy.
If you unify the way how to refer to CPAN package or curl packages, you have it.
The thing is, it's not there's not a universal way to do it. There's some exceptions always. I mean, it's almost homogeneous.
No, I think there's
there are some problems. We have reported many times to upstream that we should be fixed. I mean, sometimes upstream has access.
I think I should stretch my knowledge.
But I don't think that the homepage field.
Now, it's interesting that the first list on the command but it's not.
Or as a last case, you don't have any other information. I wanted to show you the kind of information we can put inside that.
Because an XML format to describe a open source project. XML format to describe open source projects saying this project is this
method, this
vector,
this
standard, this scope, or something like that.
From the upstream, from the watch files upstream,
I'm just thinking about SP and build stat.
It's not build stat.
No, but it's similar.
Why? Well, it's different on the idea behind it, I think.
Yeah. How do you name what's the difference?
But this process tries to get all the information and from all the packages and dots. Firstly, it doesn't depend on building.
Yeah. Well,
it's
been built so as well. That's what it does. Watch files, I think, the VCS watch files.
It uses EHS, I think.
I thought it used the ones in the version control as well.
So watch files.
The ones in the version control system as well.
Ah. I haven't tried very much.
Which tool do you use?
The SVN and build package.
That's been known that does that.
Build stat.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
think about that. I'll give it a little thing.
Yeah.
I can show you.
We have many that.
This one's always the
wrong one.
Yes.
Who's actually running this?
I don't know. And there's even a page for us.
There is?
Yeah.
For us, but
no.
Because it's one of the repositories in the project.
I think they're going to merge all these things together.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an idea floating on the group some time ago about having some interaction with this and trying to merge the information, because one thing that is very useful from this is the build logs and I don't remember which
one. I don't remember if it's
just
last time I checked it was very useful.
No. Also the link that I checked. We don't have that.
I think I'll move it back to
It also does make the
the largest end.
What is it?
The largest end, because Manolo is not using it.
Also doesn't use the blink. I just don't know why Epiphany doesn't blink.
How long did it use it?
Let's take a look.
Let's have dinner.
Yes.
Agreed.
Agreed.
So let's break.
Hey, we managed to agree on something.
Feed the right tea is tea using CDS.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Another reason to listen to the
they talk about CDS.
Yeah, that's just gentle.
And very nice. So. Yeah. So let's go back to CDS.
I'm using the triple touch mask.
Ah, no, ok. ¿Qué son los resultados? No, no son los resultados. PAPS debe funcionar para algo con el sistema Sugar. ¿Sugar?
¿Sugar?
¿Sugar? ¿Sugar? ¿Sugar? ¿Ahorita no reinstalaste todo?
No.
Both sides, repeat.